Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there painstakingly mixing the day's biggest news stories like azurite, indigo, and lapis lazuli. In contrasting hues of light and dark, using chiaroscuro, perfectly capturing the light fall off, providing my camera obscura to create for you the Vermeer masterpiece that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes I hand over a set of finger paints to a zoo gorilla and let him slap up the feral cinder block mural of news that is my segment.
You gotta drive
that train. Meanwhile, it drives the train. Meanwhile, Louisiana is now requiring government ID to access online porn. Well, that's not gonna be a problem. All porn users are 100% proud of the porn they choose to watch. My name, Gary Roderick Sanderson, and I want to look at nude librarians lifting heavy things. Social Security number, 551-23-69. That's not my actual Social Security number. When trying to access these sites, users will first be directed to a third-party identity verification site, which then connects to a digital driver's license for Louisianians. Because nothing gets you in the mood faster than multi-factor authentication. Yeah, oh yeah, I gotta upload my ID. Upload my ID's front and back. Now to find every picture of a traffic light. You like how I click that, baby? Oh, I am not a robot. The new law will affect porn publishers, which Louisiana defines as any website with more than one-third pornographic content. So you're still good to go, traditional Cajun smut site, two crawdads and a dilf.com. Jacked. You guys jacked. Meanwhile, there's news from Wall Street where Goldman Sachs bankers are really bummed over the loss of their free coffee perk. What? No coffee? Now how are Wall Street guys supposed to get their morning energy? Cocaine? I'm being told yes, absolutely, it will be cocaine. Meanwhile, a message in a bottle was found in a Florida river after 39 years with a note that read, "If you are the person that found this bottle, please send a note to Ron Clark." They did so, and Ron Clark responded, "New bottle, who dis?" Took 39 years for him to respond. 39 years more. Respond. Meanwhile, in Canada, a pigeon wearing crystal meth like a backpack was caught inside a prison yard. You can learn all about it in the new hit drama, Breaking Bird. There you go.
So good.
Biggest laugh.
So good.
I am the one who squawks. Meanwhile, in young people trends, Gen Z is obsessed with old-fashioned flip phones, with some saying, "I think that era was fun." Oh, sure. Sounds fun unless you live through that hell. Back then, it was all Palm Pilots and floppy disks and waiting for the little yellow AOL man to dial up. Don't believe me? Ask Jeeves. Meanwhile, in travel news, a British hotel chain has revealed its list of lost and found items, which include a seagull, Segway scooters, a 4-foot-tall gingerbread man, and a pair of donkeys. Happens all the time. That's why before I leave the house, I always check to make sure I have my wallet, my phone, and my keys, which is short for my donkeys.
More meanwhile, after this.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
You know, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there carefully selecting the day's finest news bloodlines, looking for a flat croup, high withers, and metallic sheen to the coat, then pairing them to produce the golden Achal Teke purebred stallion that is my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I break into an animal research facility, shake up every DNA sample I can find in a discarded SoulCycle blender bottle, then incubate the results behind an old radiator to birth the wheezing, cat-faced giraffe gator of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
That landed like a dime in a cup in 20 feet. A shot glass, my friend. Meanwhile, New York City's no pants subway ride has been canceled for a third consecutive year. Although I know, evidently nobody told the dude screaming quotes from Jumanji on the E train. Meanwhile, experts are warning people not to pour Baileys down the drain. Of course not. The only appropriate place for Baileys is in Daddy's coffee, right there. Ooh, thick alcohol. These creme alarmists say that due to its thick consistency, Baileys will collate in the U-bend under the sink and prevent liquid from passing through to the external drainage. Not the most ringing endorsement for something you're supposed to drink. Waiter, I'll have a glass of your finest whatever will collate in a U-bend and prevent liquid from passing through my internal drainage, if you know what I mean. To be safe, they're recommending people pour their Baileys into a sealable container and dispose of it in their general waste bin. Explains their new slogan, Baileys, just treat us like creamy batteries. Meanwhile, meanwhile, scientists have discovered that although we've evolved away from it, humans still have genes for a full coat of fur. Researchers made the discovery by studying this photo of Emmanuel Macron. Meanwhile, Guinness is raising pint prices in Ireland. Reached for comment, the Irish were incomprehensible. But they seemed pretty mad about it. How much is the price going to go up? According to the brewer, 12 euro cents per pint. And the Vintners Federation of Ireland called the move unprecedented. Wow. An unprecedented price hike on Guinness ought to be written down in some kind of annual book of world records. Never happened.
See what you did there.
That's all right.
See what you did there.
That's all right. That's okay. I'm not going to drink anymore. Meanwhile, a new study has shown that women score higher for empathy than men in most countries. Wonder what that feels like. Turns out I don't care. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.